Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Matthew Schmidt. Matthew is the owner of the Tofu Shop, providing the North Coast of California with locally made organic artisan tofu and soy products for over 30 years. But we're going to talk about a new line of products, and that would be some of the fermented foods and pickles that you're making. After making tofu for so long, why did you decide to branch into fermented vegetables?
Well, it was just a coincidence, really. When we got into that, it was probably 6 or 7, maybe even 8 years ago. For many different reasons, our sales had slumped. Our tofu sales had slumped a little bit. So we were kind of scrambling because we have, you know, a mortgage to pay and bills and whatnot. So we were looking around for some use that we could put our kitchens to. At that time, we had a booth at this festival that was held at Halverson Park in Eureka every summer called the Organic Planet Festival. We had a booth there. Every year they had that festival. And we had a great employee at that time named Don Walker, who kind of was in charge of the manager of our kitchen where we made our secondary products. And she really helped us put those booths together and helped us select the products to sell at those booths. And 1 year, we decided we were going to sell Reuben sandwiches made with tofu. She knew all about making sauerkraut, so she wanted to make sauerkraut for those Reuben sandwiches that year. Then we loved that sauerkraut so much, we thought, well, you know, we've got kitchen space available right now. Why don't we explore getting into sauerkraut production? Personally, I really like that idea. It would allow us to source cabbage and other ingredients locally from local organic farmers, which we, with our tofu products, there's really not much local produce that we can include. So on that level of working with the local farming community was very attractive. So, you know, I really have to give all the credit to Dawn. She helped us develop the 3 different flavors that we sell. And we have just an original green classic sauerkraut. We've got a purple panacea, we call it, made with the red cabbage and some vegetables and beets. And then our 3rd flavor is a spicy kind of kimchi flavor, which we put peppers and ginger and other ingredients in. So we started on a very small scale. Originally, we were trying to be very pure in our production, and we used clay crocks, but we quickly shattered them and chipped them, and we knew that wasn't going to work, so we eventually used stainless steel, large steel crocks.
Oh, stainless steel crocks. That's nice, though, because I think a lot of people make fermented items in plastic, even food-grade plastic. I don't know why. I just have a little aversion to that, but I think using stainless steel is a nice option there.
We did research quite a bit looking for alternatives, and I found references to stainless steel, and we had the vessels already, and so that's what we went with.
How big are those stainless steel drums?
We've got a couple different sizes. We've got about a 25-gallon and then probably a 40-gallon that we use.
Oh, those are big batches.
we do. A typical batch, we'll use 2 45-pound boxes of cabbage. And for our large batches, we'll use 4 of those boxes per batch.
Wow, that's nice.
We'll get 20 to 30 gallons of kraut.
I think the nice thing about it, and you recognize the flavor difference, but I think a lot of us grew up with sauerkraut. It came in a jar. It was pickled with vinegar. It was very limpy, just a totally different product. I'm sure what you're coming up with is something that's almost like eating coleslaw that's got a pickly flavor to it, but it's got crunch to it still.
Yes, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of it.
Do you? Okay.
I do lots. Yep.
So the process for making this is not just a, you know, throw it in a tub, throw the vinegar in and can it and make it all wimpy. It's a live process. It's a probiotic process. So what are the ingredients, let's just say, for the plain, the cabbage and salt? Those are the ingredients.
That's it. Yeah. We shred the cabbage by hand.
By hand.
Well, we've got a kind of a fancy shredder, but the big heads are trimmed, you know, the outside leaves are removed, and then the heads are cut into sections, and then by hand they're grated over these blades, which shreds them into strips. Or you put down a layer of cabbage shreds, sprinkle in some salt, and
just keep going.
And continue doing that until you've got it all packed.
I imagine the size of this crock in my head. I'm imagining somebody practically has to climb inside to get it to happen.
You know, it's a fascinating process to watch. And real quickly, it's amazing that the liquid starts getting pulled out of the cabbage by the salt. And then when you put pressure on that, as you're packing that into the crock, that liquid starts coming up. And, you know, it's such a simple process, but it's very, very interesting to watch.
Well, and I think that's one of the benefits of being able to source locally, too, is that you have produce that, for one thing, is so fresh that it has a lot of the moisture in it. It hasn't been shipped long distances and had a lot of that evaporate, so it's really fresh. And I think the farmers knowing, you know, when it's ready, what varieties to grow and that sort of thing can also help you make sure that your end product is very high quality.
Yeah.
You know, I'll bet you that purple panacea is absolutely stunning.
It's great. Panacea is a word which means, I looked it up the other day, a universal remedy and a general definition. Yeah, it's a delicious flavor, yes.
I've made some sauerkraut with a combination of beets and red cabbage, and it is just the most beautiful color. So your spicy kimchi style, so that was one that Dawn also came up with.
Mm-hmm.
Had she played around a little bit with some kimchi? And
growing up with her family, she was exposed to all this stuff, and she just had the knowledge. So I don't know where she came up with that particular one, but I'm assuming she had many more flavors to choose from. So, you know, she chose those three. Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the other things that you make are pickles, and that's another thing that you source locally. How did you hook up with your farmer that grows your cucumbers for you?
It was through word of mouth. We get those pickling cucumbers from Rain Frog Farm in Blue Lake. They were the ones really growing them in a sufficient quantity in this area. So we've been working with them now for probably 4 or 5, 6 years.
What's been the response to the new line of products?
Well, it's been real popular. I think we kind of filled a little niche. Just about the time we got those out on the market, I started seeing all these sauerkraut and pickles coming in from out of the area that were kind of craft level. You know, it's something that's happening right now in our culture. So we get a lot of good feedback. And we have some restaurants that buy our sauerkraut for their sandwiches, and that's been valuable too.
Where can people find your fermented products?
Well, we sell our kraut and our pickles when they're in season, but the kraut's available all year round at the co-ops in Arcata and Eureka, Wildberries, Eureka Natural Foods, and Murphy's Sunnybury Market. They all carry our sauerkraut.
Great. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Matthew Schmidt from The Tofu Shop. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you so much.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.